To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Weeks of monsoon rains have finally improved drought conditions on Colorado's western slope. Though much of the western half of the state is still experiencing dry conditions, the seasonal rain showers have improved many areas by an entire drought category. The most extreme drought conditions are largely confined to the northwestern corner of the state, with a small pocket affecting Delta, Montrose, and Mesa counties. The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is now open again to visitors for the first time in almost 17 months. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce tells us the campus has been under strict COVID lockdown.
In a news release, the Academy says the closure was meant to safely prepare, train, and commission new officers into the Air Force and Space Force during the ongoing pandemic. This Monday, Superintendent Lieutenant General Richard Clark rescinded that lockdown. The Department of Defense is requiring all visitors wear masks while on campus, and the Academy has its first public sporting event August 14th, when the Falcons women's soccer team hosts CU Boulder. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says air pollution remains worse than normal today for most of the Front Range. Ozone and particulate matter are at moderate levels in Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, and Greeley. That means sensitive people may experience respiratory problems if they're outside for too long. Vulnerable people should keep their windows shut. In Denver, it's 90 degrees with a few clouds right now, and in Grand Junction, 94 degrees under clear skies. This is CPR News.